upon the completion of the Quran Sharif, the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. Sometimes they used to gather their families around, people around and make dua. There are so many different hadiths, there's no time or strength now to go into all the details. But Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Kalam, with His Fazal and Tawfiq, He gave us an opportunity to complete. Just now, just before the Tarawih, before the Isha Salat, I had a call from Lenasia, a young girl of 9 years of age. She's from a good family, pious parents. She herself, I believe, is very righteous. So she had a dream last night that angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are coming down with plenty of fruits, all kinds of fruits. They came down and they put it before me. There are lots of ulama around me and I'm slicing and giving to them. There are so many ulama here with the good opinion that they have. They are coming. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept their good opinion and give me the haqiqat and reality. But that dream doesn't require much interpretation. But I have no right to think of myself as being worthy of that position. But if Allah Ta'ala gives, it is His ihsan, it is His fazal. Qari Sahib from Amzindo, so many times I told him, go and become bayat to somebody else. 2 years ago this was, or much more than that. There were great, great buzrugs that were coming to this country. But he said, no, I made istikhara, I made this, I made that, I want to become bayat with you. So it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal that Allah Ta'ala sent ulama. Otherwise, what do they need? They've got kitabs, they've studied Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Hadith Sharif, Tafsir. So I just mentioned this as tahdees and ni'mat, as a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This happened just now, a little while ago. So it's a very Mubarak time. Let us make dua now to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's the 29th night, it's a completion of the Quran Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my Sattar Ghaffar Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most compassionate, kind, loving Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah. We sinners have extended our begging bowls once again before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls in this Mubarak night. It is the 29th night of Ramadan. Ay Allah, it is one of the last of the odd nights of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, we wasted our time in the remaining odd nights that went by. Oh my beloved Allah, this is the last of the odd nights of this Mubarak month. And we do not, of the last 10 nights, and we do not know whether we will see the next Ramadan. Ya Allah, we have made completion of the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, Quran Sharif, ye khatam par hum apne haath tere saamne phaila rahe hain. It is one of the occasions, O Allah, when you accept duas. Ya Allah, this is one of the occasions that you accept duas. Ya Allah, the khatam of the Quran Sharif, the 29th night of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, when the doors of heaven are open, when the doors of Jahannam are closed, when the evil shayateen have been chained. Allah, when your rahmat knows no bounds and no limits. Ya Allah, when your rahmat reigns, knows no limits. Allah, we sinful ones are extending our begging bowls before you. You are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Allah, you can see right into our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sharminda hai. Aaj tak jo guna kiya us par sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed up till now. From the time we became of age up till now, oh my beloved Allah, all the sins that we committed, we are ashamed. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not, oh my beloved Allah, justifying any of our sins. We are confessing before you. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, for we know that something that's really dear and beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ey mere pyare khuda, therefore we are turning towards you. We do not want to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, we are returning to you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, these begging bowls that we are extending, don't return them empty. Ey mere pyare khuda, you are hearing us, you are seeing us. Ya Allah, you are so beloved. You are so beloved, oh my beloved Allah, that there is no one like you. Oh my Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Allah, tu hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives without a person even deserving. Oh Allah, we are not deserving of your rahmat and your mercy. For we know what sins we have committed in our lives. But oh Allah, you have given us this Mubarak month for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we have given us this Mubarak month for forgiveness, the Mubarak nights for forgiveness, the Mubarak days for forgiveness, and especially this last of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, you blessed us with the opportunity to be alive in this night. Ya Allah, you gave us the opportunity to board this flight, oh my beloved Allah. The other flights have all taken off. Ya Allah, it is your ihsan that you gave us the tawfiq to board this last flight. Ey mere pyare khuda, and whosoever boards your flight, O Allah, he will reach his destination safely. Ey mere pyare khuda, and this flight takes us off not to any country of the world. Ya Allah, this flight takes off and reaches you, O my Allah. Ey Allah, this flight takes off and reaches you. Mere Allah, ye jihaz tujh tak pahunchta hai. Mere Allah, jab tune chadha diya to ab teri zaat-e-ali tak pahuncha de. Mere Allah, give us your qurb, give us your marifat, give us your yaqeen, give us your muhabbat, give us such love of yours, oh my beloved Allah. Give us such love of yours, oh my beloved Allah, that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you, and extremely easy to give up everything that is haram, and extremely easy to give up everything that is displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, the flights of this world have a lot of turbulence along the Rhine. Ey mere pyare khuda, when we take the flights of this world along the line, they have storms and a lot of turbulence. Lekin mere pyare Allah, the longest of all journeys on your flight, oh my beloved Allah, is the easiest of all journeys. Ya Allah, it is the most comfortable of all journeys. Mere pyare Allah, aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. ہمارے لیے فیصلہ کر دے. میک اے ڈیسیژن فار اس او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, میک اے ڈیسیژن آف اے چینج آف اور لائف, اے چینج آف اور انٹائر لائف, اے چینج آف اور ہارٹس, اے چینج آف دا کنڈیشن آف اور ہارٹس. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, چینج دا ڈائریکشن آف اور ہارٹس. اے میرے اللہ, اور ہارٹس آر بٹوین یور ٹو فنگرز, یو کین چینج دیم ان اینی ڈائریکشن یو وش. او مائی اللہ, وی وانٹ ٹو ریٹرن ٹو یو. اللہ, ٹیک اس آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈز ٹو یو, ٹیک اس آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈز ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ٹیک اس آن دا روڈ او اللہ دیٹ لیڈز ٹو مدینہ شریف, ٹیک اس آن دا روڈ دیٹ لیڈز ٹو جنت. اے اللہ, لائٹ اپ دا پاتھ ٹو جنت فار اس. اے اللہ, لائٹ اپ دا پاتھ ٹو جنت فار اس. اے میرے پیارے خدا, تو بہت ہی رحیم ہے, تو بہت ہی کریم ہے. اے اللہ, تو ستار ہے, تو غفار ہے. اے رحیم رحم فرما, اے کریم کرم فرما, اے کریم کرم فرما, اے غفار مغفرت فرما, اے غفار مغفرت فرما, اے ستار ہمارے گناہوں کی ستاری فرما, اے ستار ہمارے گناہوں کی ستاری فرما. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, کنسیل اینڈ ہائیڈ اور ویکنسز اینڈ فالز, ڈو ناٹ کاز اینی ایمبیرسمنٹ, شیم اینڈ ہیومیلیشن ٹو کم اپون اس. اے اللہ, ان دس ورلڈ اور ان دا قبر اور ان دا آخرت. اے میرے پیارے خدا, تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ, تیری رحمت کی بارش ہم پر نازل فرما. اے اللہ, کوز اس ٹو بی سوکڈ ان دا رینز آف رحمت وچ آر پورنگ ایٹ دس ویری مومنٹ. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, اے میرے اللہ, کوز اس ٹو بی ڈرینچڈ ان دا رینز آف رحمت دیٹ آر پورنگ. اے میرے پیارے خدا, سچ اے لارج کراؤڈ آف پیپل آر سٹنگ فار نو ادر ریزن ایکسپٹ دیٹ دے ہیو گاٹ گریٹ ہوپس. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, دیٹ ان دس مبارک نائٹ, دی 29th نائٹ آف رمضان, یا اللہ, یو ول ناٹ ڈیپرائیو دیم آف یور مرسی اینڈ یور بلیسنگز اینڈ یور فورگیونس. اے اللہ, تیری ذات عالی سے ہمیں امید ہے. اے اللہ, ہمیں یقین ہے کہ میرے اللہ, تو معافی کو پسند کرتا ہے. اے اللہ, آج تو ہم سچے دل سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں. Tonight we are making توبہ with a sincere heart. Oh my Allah, یا اللہ, all along we have been making توبہ and breaking our توبہ. But oh Allah, we know that we are very very weak and we may still break our توبہ, but oh Allah, we have no intention of breaking the توبہ. اے اللہ, give us the توفیق to do that which is pleasing to you. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, اے میرے پیارے اللہ, oh my most beautiful Allah, oh my most merciful Allah, oh my most loving and caring Allah, in spite of all our sins, you gave us so much to eat, you gave us so much to drink, you gave us modes to travel around. Ay mere pyare khuda, you blessed us with so much of your bounties, whereas you could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins. Ya Allah, every ne'mat of yours we used for your disobedience, the great ne'mat of sight, oh Allah, for how much of your disobedience we used, how much of filthy programs on the television we saw, how much of filthy magazines we read, oh Allah, how much of evil glances we have cast. Oh my beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, how much of sins we have committed with our eyes. But oh my beloved Allah, you did not make us blind the moment we saw haram. May Allah, the great ne'mat of hearing, how much of haram we heard with our ears. The great ne'mat of speech, how much of haram we spoke with our tongues. May Allah, our hands and feet, for how much of haram we used. Ay, mere pyare khuda, but in spite of all our sins that we were committing, Ya Allah, you still gave us so much of your bounties. Tu jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi, tere siwa koi hai hi nahi. Tu hi hamara maqsood hai, tu hi hamara masjood hai, تو ہی ہمارا معبود ہے. اے میرے پیارے خدا, تو ہی ہمارا مالک ہے, تو ہی ہمارا ستار غفار آقا ہے. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ, بلیس اس آل ود لانگ لائف, بلیس اور چلڈرن ود لانگ لائف. او مائی اللہ, بلیس دا امت آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ود لانگ لائف. یا اللہ, بلیس اس ود گڈ ہیلتھ, اسپریچول ہیلتھ اینڈ فزیکل ہیلتھ. وی آر اسپریچولی سک اینڈ فزیکلی ایل. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم بیمار ہیں. اے میرے اللہ, ہم بیمار ہیں, ہم جسمانی بیمار ہیں, ہم روحانی بیمار ہیں. میرے اللہ, شفا تیرے ہاتھ میں ہے, دعا اور دوا میں اثر ہے ضرور, مریضوں کی شفا لیکن دست خدا میں ہے. یا اللہ, وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو فرام یور ٹریجرز آف ہیلتھ. او اللہ, بلیس اس ود اسپریچول ہیلتھ اینڈ فزیکل ہیلتھ. اور پیرنٹس, وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, گرینڈ چلڈرن, family members, relatives, oh my beloved Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in their homes or in hospitals or in the masjid or listening to us, oh my beloved Allah, give them complete cure from all their ailments and diseases. Mere pyare khuda, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum natawa hai, hum sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Ay mere Allah, hum to phenk dene ke qabil hai, lekin mere Allah, agar tu ne phenk diya to hum jaye kahan? Mere Allah, we are deserving of being rejected totally, oh my Allah. Like the rotten tomatoes are thrown out of the boxes. Oh my Allah, we are deserving to be thrown out like those rotten tomatoes. Lekin my Allah, if you have to reject us, where do we go? There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Ay mere Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi. Tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Mere pyare khuda, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, ab to hamara ban ja. Ya Allah, tonight become ours. Become ours, O Allah. And make us yours, O my beloved Allah. Make us yours, O my beloved Allah. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Mere Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, O Allah, remove their difficulties and problems. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. And those who have children, O Allah, make them nek. Ya Allah, make them obedient to you. Make them obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make them obedient to their parents. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, you are well aware of all the problems that mankind is suffering. And especially, oh Allah, those who are amongst us, those who have raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, this part of the night, on the 29th night of Ramadan, Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the problems. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko nasiyam mansiya kari de. Kahe Allah, make the pareshani and the sickness and the problems disappear and vanish completely, oh my Allah. Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko nasiyam mansiya kar de. Awam mansboosa, ay Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko khatam kar de. Ay mere pyare khuda, tere samne hum haath phailaye hue hain. Ay mere pyare Allah, Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made so much of sacrifices for us. Ya Allah, he made so much of sacrifices for us. Ya Allah, in Taif, how much he bled. That sinless, masoom Nabi. Ya Allah, if our beloved child, a stone is thrown, and one drop of blood comes out from that child, ay Allah, we will pull the trigger on the person's head. Ay Allah, how the angels must have watched. How the angels must have cried. When my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was being stoned. Ya Allah, in Uhud he was stoned. Ya Allah, how much of his blood flows for the sake of this ummah. Ya Allah, 3 solid years we can't even imagine, oh my Allah. No food allowed, no communication, no. Complete boycott and ostracism. Ya Allah, the time comes when the Nabi for whom the universe was created has to chew leaves of trees. Ah, mere Allah, that Nabi of yours for whom, oh Allah, you created the universe, he has to chew leaves of trees for survival. Mere Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom so much you cried, that ummat in the discos, that ummat in the theatres and cinemas, that ummat in the dancing stages of the world, that ummat justifying every kind of haram, that ummat in liquor, in wine, in haram women, in prostitute quarters, in adultery and fornication, in drugs and vices. Ya Allah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah from all our vices and evils. Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Allah, now come into our hearts. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh Allah, I have emptied my heart of every other desire. Oh Allah, there's no desire left in my heart for anything of this world anymore. The only desire is that you come into my heart, oh Allah. Ya Allah, the only desire is that you come into my heart. I have emptied my heart, oh Allah. Come into my heart. Ya Allah, ab to hamare dilon mein aaja. We know that our hearts are dirty, O Allah. We know our hearts are filled with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with arrogance, with pride, with evil passions and desires. We have made our hearts into dirt bins, O my beloved Allah. But who is there to purify those hearts, O my Allah? There's no one but you. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, the fasting of our Ramadan, accept it. Ya Allah, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif which was made, accept it. Our mistakes and errors, O Allah, overlook them. O Allah, we could not do justice to the recitation. Ay mere pyare khuda, bas humne apni nalayiqi se, ay Allah, intihai ghaflat ke alam mein padha. لیکن تو اپنی شان رحمت سے اللہ قبول کر لے یا اللہ تو اپنی شان رحمت سے قبول کر لے یا اللہ if you have to reject us where do we go یا اللہ bless us with the best of دنیا and آخرت give us plenty full of halal risk and sustenance provide for us from sources unknown to us یا اللہ do not let us go towards haram protect us and safeguard us from going to the casinos Oh Allah, from fraud, from stealing, from the lottos, and from all other kinds of haram sustenance. Oh my beloved Allah, there's no shortage of halal in your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, open the doors of your treasures for us. Ay mere pyare khuda, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, when our curtains are on interest, when our fridge and furniture is on interest, when the food that we purchase is on interest, Ay Allah, and when our earnings are also on interest, then, oh my beloved Allah, how can rahmat come into such homes? How can peace and happiness reign in such homes? Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against nafs and shaitan. Protect us from every kind of evil, from fornication, from adultery, from gambling, and from every kind of haram. Give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. Ya Allah, the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our family members, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems that the ummah is facing. Especially, oh my beloved Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in so many parts of the world. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the mujahideen. Allah, those who are enemies of Islam, open their eyes to Islam and Iman. Oh Allah, open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Iman. Bless them with hidayat, O Allah. Make them also worthy of entry into Jannat, O Allah. But if they are obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will never accept your Mubarak Deen, and they will continue causing destruction to Muslim life and property, then, O my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, is Mubarak Raat mein humari dua ko qubool kar. Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the planes to crash, O Allah. O Allah, cause the ships to sink. O my Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. O Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Send the tornadoes against them. O my beloved Allah, cause the storms to destroy them. O my beloved Allah, disrupt their lives. Ay mere pyare khuda. assist and help the Mujahideen. You are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah and with the same power that you had in the battle of Khandaq. Allah, bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Fateh Makkah ka khuda tha. Ay Allah, ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما ہمارے حال پر کرم فرما اے میرے اللہ bless us with the best of this world and the best of آخر یا اللہ those who are seeking marriage partners bless them with the best of marriage partners یا اللہ those who are writing examinations give them success in their examination make them assets for our community save them and protect them from the fitnas oh my beloved Allah اے اللہ امت مسلمہ کو ہدایت دے ان کو ایک بنا دے اور نیک بنا دے اے اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے مساجد مدارس کی حفاظت فرما تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت کی حفاظت فرما خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ تمام دینی اداروں کی حفاظت فرما اور اللہ whosoever is doing deen work within the parameters of sharia یا اللہ bless them with اخلاص in their اعمال and accept their اعمال اے میرے پیارے خدا رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم he prayed for us. Oh my Allah, how much he loved us, how much he loved us, how much he begged of you for us. Ya Allah, how much he begged of you for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Oh my Allah, with his 124,000 companions. Ya Allah, we cannot even picture that beautiful scene. Ya Allah, 124,000 shining stars, each and every one of them with a purified heart, each and every one of them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, in that congregation, the earth will never witness another one like that. Ya Allah, even the angels were making rushk of that congregation. Ya Allah, in that congregation, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of du'as he made for us. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Oh my Allah, what a kiss that must have been on the Hajre Aswad of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The stone too, oh my Allah. That stone also will be singing the praises of that kiss of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of judgment. Ay Allah, the Mubarak lips of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The du'as that he made when it fell on the Hajre Aswad. Mere pyare Nabi ne rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha. When the Mubarak hands of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam touched the rukne Yamani. Ay Allah, the du'as that he made in Hatim. The du'as that he made under the Mizab-e-Rahmat. How much he cried under the Mizab-e-Rahmat. میرے پیارے نبی نے مذاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا ملتظم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا اللہ مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو مانگا تھا منا میں جو مانگا تھا عرفات کے میدان میں میرے اللہ عرفات کے میدان میں from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi has his hands extended. How much he must have asked for us. Ya Allah, then in Mina, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our grandchildren with that goodness. Bless our family members with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, our parents, wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that in the hearts of the people that have raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, this part of the night, in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month, in this last flight of the odd nights, oh my beloved Allah, we are passengers on this flight. Allah, you have taken us on this flight. Now make it easy for us to reach you, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, ay mere Allah, ab to hame tera qurb naseeb kar de. Allah fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere pyare khuda, give the best of rewards from your sides to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sacrifices that he made for the ummah. Ay mere Allah, jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa. Allah, hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, napaak hai, najas hai, Allah, lekin tere bande hai, tujhse maang rahe hai, Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. Whatever we may be, oh Allah, accept our duas. Allah, amongst us are the sick and weak and feeble, amongst us are the old, amongst us are the little children. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on us. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannat al-Firdaus. Fill the graves with Noor. And oh my beloved Allah, when our time of departure comes from this world, by Allah, my beloved Allah, میرے پیارے اللہ, بغیر استحقاق, without, oh my Allah, deserving, we are asking you, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips, let our souls come dancing towards you, oh my Allah. Hamari roo joomti hui tere paas a jaye. Ay Allah, with such happiness we come towards you, oh my Allah. Our heart does not stay attached to the worldly things. Ay my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death visit us in adultery or fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or indulging in any kind of haram activity. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. زبان سے ہم تیرا شکر ادا کر سکتے ہیں تیری نعمتوں کا, وہ اے میرے اللہ, ہم شکر ادا نہیں کر سکتے. کیا کیا نعمتیں تو نے دی میرے اللہ.
One person was inviting his friend, said, come with me, we take you to one program. So what happens in that program? Say, in that program, they cry. Says, as it is, I'm crying every day for the loss of my wealth and loss of this and loss of that. Where you want to add to my crying? He said, as it is, I'm crying so much. Where you want to add to my crying and create more depression? I'm so depressed, he says, as it is. He said, that's why I want to take you there. He said, no, but what I'm telling you is that as it is, I'm so depressed and I'm crying and crying. And he mentioned a whole list of problems he was experiencing. So he said, what is the purpose of going again to another program where they will be crying? He said, that will add to my depression. He said, no, you come with, and So he says he brought him along. When he brought him along, so the person did cry. He says again he cried in the dua. But he said that crying removed a whole weight from my shoulders. He says as if the mountain that was on my shoulders, it was completely removed. I felt so light, he says. And I felt that no, there is no need to lose hope. And Allah is living. He says, when Maulana was making the dua, I really felt that I was talking to my Allah. And he says, I made up my mind there and then that I'm not going to make return to those sins anymore, which were the real cause of my depression. After that, that person himself also started writing, contacting. And alhamdulillah, his depression gone, his worries gone, his problems gone. But first he was saying that why must we go to another program where they're going to cry again? Because that crying will add to my depression. So this, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat rains when it falls, it makes your heart light. You feel that connection and that bond with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Once we can get that bond and that connection, then the worldly things we'll use, but we won't attach our hearts to it. They will have no real significance in our sight. At present, everything of this world gives us such kind of attachment or such kind of bond we have with it, that one little scratch on some furniture or a car or something, then it seems as if a knife has been put into our hearts. But like that, every day we commit so much of sins, it doesn't affect our heart in any way. So when we'll have the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then we'll make use of His ni'mats. And Allah Ta'ala will provide also from strange sources. Halal, 100% halal He'll give, inshallah. But He'll give us also inside our hearts a kind of sukoon, peace. See the word sukoon also, if you have to read it with a mad. If somebody has to read sukoon with a mad, then sukoon, you can see like this, tranquility, the word itself. Sukoon, uske andar, khud hi wo, awaz ke andar hi sukoon. So Allah Ta'ala will give us sukoon in the hearts. Allah Ta'ala will put muhabbat into hearts. There's no other road. If there was some other way out, then I would have told you, well, you can. But there is no other route. We just cannot be bandas of shaitan for a while and bandas of Rahman for a while. Khush rahe Rahman bhi, razi rahe shaitan bhi. That doesn't work. We have to choose one path. And there's a lot of enjoyment in this path. Once we understand that in this path there's a lot of enjoyment, you still eat the best food, you can wear the good clothes, you can live in a good home, you can travel in a good car, but inside the heart, there's gardens. Now how do you explain to a person of something that is inside the heart? The words cannot really explain anything. It is a reality, it is haqiqat. We have become naqis, we just learn some malfuzat and we state it. Okay, you get sukoon and you get this and you get that. But we haven't experienced it. But ask those who have experienced it. One is to talk about the ma'rifat of Allah, muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and sukoon in the heart and all those things. And the other is to experience it. Talking is easy. But that experience will come the moment the person makes up his mind. And I'm not talking about great walis of Allah Ta'ala, born walis. I'm talking about young friends here. There are many of them now. Read their letters, what they write now, of their experiences after giving up the raves and after giving up the drugs and after giving up all their wine and women. Now what Allah Ta'ala is giving to them. There's an enjoyment, there's a sweetness in it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves His servants and He wants them to be connected with Him. That is why He's giving all these opportunities. just before Ramadan, I had absolutely no hope that I will be able to manage the last 10 nights. Or in Ramadan also, in the early days. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He wants to take khidmat, then He gives the strength also when it is needed. Because we do not know for whom there is hidayat that is muqaddar. And already so many people have... On that big night, the 27th night, the very next morning, one lady phones, she says, I was going to commit suicide on the 27th night. She says, I thought that if I have to commit it, I'd rather do it on the 27th night. She says, but something made me say, no, let me listen to the program. So over the radio or receiver, she started listening to the program. But she says she was so depressed, that she was planning to commit suicide on the 27th night, take an overdose of drugs. So she heard the first program, so her heart felt lighter. Then she heard the second one. Then she remained awake the whole night. And next morning she phoned me to tell me, that Molna, I'm just phoning to tell you that you saved my life. And now I want some direction. What must I do? I said, I didn't save your life, Allah Ta'ala saved your life. But the means, Zariya Allah Ta'ala made the program. And there was just one call where the person wanted to commit suicide that night. Imagine what a kind of embarrassment that would have been for the Ummah, what a kind of shame if the newspaper had one big article the next day that a Muslim woman took her life in the month of Ramadan. And others besides that, I mean, so many of them who say that we made sincere tawbah that night. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who takes work, khidmat, with the husn-e-zan and the good opinions of people and the talab of people. Otherwise, there's a lot of speeches that are taking place, speeches. So you all make a lot of dua for me, and I make a lot of dua for you. We are in need of each other's duas.